Today on the Wild Wild Web, Megan.
Why some kids were left horrified after they went to a Seattle zoo.
Welcome to the untamed realm of the World Wide Web. A swirling vortex of weirdness, bullying, and self-obsessed social media posts. In this digital jungle, Jonal and Ben are your fearless guides, leading you through the wildest parts of the Wild Wild Web.
This is the Wild Wild Web.
It is the Wild Wild Web, where we take an actual real news story and then we talk about it, and who knows, as we say every time, where it may end up. Today, well, it's quite a horrific experience for some kids, really.
Yeah.
A real situation.
This was at Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. They have two big brown bears, big grizzly bears. And so people were watching the bear. It was really close to the window. There was a little school trip there. So there's at least a handful of kids who are right close to this brown bear.
Yeah.
And that's when Mama Duck and three ducklings land in the little pond in the enclosure. And the bear's like, yum, 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 ducklings.
And the duckling's like, well, nice to see you. And they flew away and everything was happy.
Yeah, that's what you'd hope would happen, but unfortunately not.
Hey man, oh no, okay, we can't watch this. Hey buddy, can you leave him alone? Can we not?
Oh, Juniper!
Did it eat him? That's a nice.
That's not nice.
Kids, like to see that up. It's
just like a lot of ducklings would have been like little hors d'oeuvres for the bear.
It literally picked them up like delicately with the finger and ate it like popcorn.
Animals. I mean, it's a wild animal
horrific.
And a thing, and that's what happens. But it's quite confronting when that sort of stuff happens in real life.
Also, the bear took it right up to the window, right in front of the kids. It's like, mate.
Oh, so he's like, yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's like, this is the only fun I'm going to get in my day while I'm trapped inside here.
But wouldn't you be like, all right, let's go to the next enclosure. Quick, let's go away.
Like, it's like a circle of life,
stand
baby.
Stand there with your kids watching it happen.
They need to learn it, don't they? At one moment or another. But you're right, that's going to sit with all of those children for a very long time.
Yeah,
that'll shape some maybe future, what do you reckon?
Environmentalists.
Yeah, environmentalists.
Zoologists.
Yeah.
Oh, were you going to say psychopaths?
Arsonists or psychopaths. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, poor kids.
Depending on which way they go.
What was the biggest lesson you learnt at an early age? Like the one thing, the one memory that will stay with you from childhood?
I think of the zoo. Well, I remember going to the Wellington Zoo. I think I've told you this before. And getting peed on by the monkey. That was because Dad was like, get a photo and stand by the cage with your back. I mean, my sister and I were back to the monkey. And the monkey, I think, again, probably knew what he was doing. Just peed out through the holes. Through the cage and ended up on the back of me. So.
I feel like monkeys are too smart to be enclosed.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, you stand close to me, I'm going to pee on you.
Yeah. So I guess it was a lesson learnt. don't turn your back on a monkey.
Even to the Auckland Zoo, they have those huge like pillars now where them like orangutans and stuff can literally just swing over top of you.
Yeah. They're free range. But
they're
giant
range.
Sort of power pole things, and they've got ropes from one to another, and they, directly, like sort of 20 metres above.
But could they not just drop down and be out of their enclosure?
I don't know.
If they're having a bad day on the ropes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if it's a big jump, maybe they just know that they wouldn't jump that far. I don't know. But you're right. It's out in the open.
It's just out in the open.
Majestic when you watch them go along. They just glide along those ropes, don't they? But 20 metres up and, over the pathway of the zoo, that's prime peeing on territory.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Do they just poo while swinging?
They could do whatever they want. They're up there. Yeah.
I saw a great video, speaking of animals yesterday, probably one a bit more wholesome in some ways than the one you just brought, Megan. But it was like, and they called it the best sporting event of the weekend. So there was a guy filming in the UK in his backyard. And a piece of bread. He'd left a piece of bread out there, and it was like a four-way competition between four types of birds. There was a pigeon. A pigeon was down there trying to get the bird, and then there was a magpie on the fence, and there was a crow, and I think there was a seagull as well, and they were all wanting that bread.
Oh, were they all just standing off?
Was there a winner?
Oh, so the thing it was quite good. It was really good. So the pigeon was there first, and then all of a sudden the crow started coming down and trying to, and then another crow came out of nowhere, and then none of the other birds, like the seagull, the magpie came in and attacked the crow, so they're having a fight as well, and this whole thing was going off, and then out of nowhere, a cat cat through the fence. Like a late bloomer. Trying to swoop at the birds. Missed the birds completely. But out of nowhere, there was a cat just lurking in the background as well. So in the end, I think they all flew away after the cat put its paw through. And I was like, geez, that was high.
That was a great sporting event.
It was.
All action.
It was the best sporting event of the weekend, he reckons. So, yeah.
What was one core memory for you, Megan? Now, bearing in mind, you grew up a lot of time spent at a naturist park. Any memories from the naturist park?
Lots of memories. Yep. I can still vividly see people playing tennis and trampolining.
Trampolining? I've seen the tennis being played on the news when they do a piece on the naturist park, but trampolining, again, another wild sport for bits to just be flapping up all around.
Yep. Yeah. And people did do it naked, and if I close my eyes, I can still see it. So that's a core memory for me when I was like 8.
Would that hurt? Just like thinking, whoosh.
It would hurt me.
Yeah, right. Depends on
boobs.
Where you are. Yeah.
Like, you need support because that would hurt. I don't know, like.
Why do you get naked and be like, you know what? I could do a trampoline. Hey, we're going to take a quick break from the Wild Wild Web. We'll be back shortly after a message from our sponsors. Thank you for that wonderful message from our sponsors.
I feel like I'm all good with the naturist park. I'm totally chill with it. But, and tennis, I think, is chill. But the trampolines, it was like, that's just not necessary.
Yeah, why don't they just put some clothes on for that bit?
Or just don't do. There's too much movement.
It's like, well, you know, people would go skinny dipping, so take their clothes off. Yeah. It's like, well, then it's the opposite. It's like, put clothes on just for this little bit. And then,
or just like, I wouldn't see people going for a morning jog naked. You don't do that because, you know,
you're
like
bouncing.
Chafing, bouncing, all that. Like some sports just requires some support, you know.
Lawn bowls, you can do that. That's nice.
Yeah,
nothing. And they would.
Yeah.
Lawn bowls.
Yeah, it's a great sport to do naked. Okay, best sport to do naked, I think you probably...
I'd say lawn bowls. It's certainly not like
golf.
Horse riding wouldn't be good.
Golf.
No. Golf's a lot of swinging, though.
Yeah, like swinging around. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I think you cracked the lawn bowl. I mean, throwing darts, but then darts and being naked as well, you know. You're not
dangerous.
Not moving much for darts. But
worst sport to do naked.
Worst sport?
Rugby. Scrum.
Yeah.
Or roller derby would be pretty...
Yeah, something that you're gonna fall over and it's gonna it would be pretty bad.
I have seen people get roller skate indentations on their bum.
Wasn't that
roller skates?
The original Olympics wasn't like wrestling and stuff. Wasn't that all old
school?
Were
they naked?
I think they were naked back in the day. I think
the good old days.
That feels like a cover. Feels like a ruse.
It was the Greeks when they kicked out the Greek wrestling.
I think so. Have I just?
It had some undertones to it. The Greek wrestling, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure stuff kicked on after the wrestle.
I'm sure sometimes you're like
different kind of kick ons.
Hey, but why not? Yeah.
Wait, why not? Yeah. We should turn this into a sport. Why not? Yeah, what would be my earliest memory? I remember my dad taking me to this park for Guy Fawkes, and we lit off a whole bunch of skyrockets, and I just remember them going directly into a house.
Uh-oh.
And they had a giant window on their lounge, and they were all watching. And I just remember him saying, it's time to go, son. It's time to go. And we just fled out of there, hightailed it out of there.
Did you go into their house?
Definitely like all in the front yard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a misfire.
It's no surprise I was a band.
Yeah. It was, and my other, because your dad's a bit lax with the safety too back then.
Yeah.
I remember going for a walk with him. He's like, and I took my skateboard, and there was a giant hill. You know how sometimes roads come down, but then a hill will be a driveway for houses up the top?
Yeah.
So I was at the top of that. And he was on the footpath below, and he's like, oh, I reckon you can do it, son.
Oh, my God.
It's good confidence for you, Dad.
And I was like, Dad,
I believe in you.
Dad said I can do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I went down, and it was quite stony, and it did not end well.
Was it a skateboard?
Yeah, I was on a skateboard, and it was a steep-ass hill, too.
And he was naked.
Make it worse. Another sport you don't want to do naked.
I remember I had a skateboard incident. I was on all fours, and my brother was pushing me along, and I hit a stone. I face-planted the footpath. I remember just getting gravel graze all over my face.
Ouch.
And I had to go to school, and the teachers were like, what's happened? And like looking back now, they were probably like, are you safe? Is everything okay?
I
had like a huge graze on my face.
Geez, your brother would have had a
lot. He got in shit.
I remember my dad. I remember some conversations happening between Annie and John when we returned too. But do you remember doubling people on your BMX bars?
Yeah.
To the dairy?
Yeah.
Claire, you wouldn't do that nowadays.
No, also, just like boys think it hurts when you fall down on that bar. It also hurts for females too to fall down on the middle bar.
Oh, absolutely.
Although you were saying a lot, you know, the scooters. How many people get on the scooters these days?
That's kind of four or five kids on a Lime scooter.
That's kind of the equivalent, I guess, these days of like, oh, W to the dairy, it's get a Lime scooter and hop on the, you know, hop on there.
It doesn't seem like the scooter's struggling either. No. Like they're moving along at a pretty decent pace. Yeah. But you're like, this is going to go terrible, guys. But
it's going to go wrong at some stage, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, that was today's Wild World Weep. Anything anything else wild you guys want to contribute?
I think we got through some wild conversations, didn't we?
Yeah. You got a nice vest on today. Looks good there.
Looks vintage, actually.
Vintage vest? It's, you know, one of those things when you look through your wardrobe, you're like, I've worn that for a while.
So, it's good because it's not too, you know, those vests that like are quite dadsy, the real puffery ones? This is like a slim fit puffer.
It is.
Yeah. Good on you, sister. Describing it for our podcast audience.
Slim fit puffer?
Yeah.
Put it on. Yeah. Why not? Okay. Well, this has been a...
and Jono's wearing his statement jacket.
Megan calls it a statement jacket, which has got inside my head now, so I only wear it once a month.
You got your hits jacket on, too.
I know, because it's bloody cold in here.
Representing the hits, so it's good to know.
Yeah, the aircon in here, it's a bit chilly, so I do notice you wear the promotional jackets.
Yeah.
Have you claimed that now? Was that from the office? What is it?
So yeah, this is one of those ones that's supposed to be communal on the office rack, but I've semi-claimed it.
Yeah, well, you should. There's one coming. You should get a jacket.
Yeah, so. They said it's coming. I don't know if it is.
Yeah, well, hey, that's been today's Wild Wild Web. You have a wonderful day. We'll catch you tomorrow.